the sluttiest thing you ever done?
Oh, probably pretty recently. So I've gotten my Instagram taken down like 3 or 4 times. And the first time that I got my Instagram down, or that I got it shut down, one of my friends, he works at Instagram. He's a guy friend. And so I started sleeping with him to have him get my Instagram back. And
that's fair.
Yeah, and he did, which was really nice of him.
And then you stopped.
And so I started sleeping with him to have him get my Instagram back. And
that's fair.
Yeah, and he did, which was really nice of him.
And then you stopped sleeping with him and he took it away.
Yeah, and then I fucked up my bag. I did, because I fucked it up with him and did some toxic shit that Jade taught me. I was just fuckgirling around with her. So he taught me how, like, what the review process is like, basically, when you get your Instagram account shut down. And, like, which departments work on which things. So, basically, he told me that the integrity department is the one that's up for reviews, right?
Okay.
So I went on his LinkedIn and I searched up all of his Instagram connections, and then I searched up the ones in the integrity department, and then I messaged them on LinkedIn to like see, to get my account back. But obviously, like, they get all those, like, so many emails a day. So I stalked them on Instagram, and then I contacted them on Instagram through my like my backup but still slutty account. And I managed to find a couple, not from that department, but like still people that worked at Instagram in LA, and
everybody tag Mark Zuckerberg in the comments, because this is important information. Tag the Wall Street Journal, Taylor Lorenz. We need an article about this.
Oh man,
this is insane.
I met up, so I found a couple to meet up with, and the Asian community is like pretty small in LA, so like they kind of knew about my podcast, and some of them were already following my podcast. So all I had to do was basically reach out to them as like Kitty Lixo. And we met up, and like I fucked a couple of them, and I was able to get my account back like 2-3 times. Because in order, like I fucked a couple of them, and I was able to get my account back like 2-3 times. Because in order,
like I fucked a couple of them, and I was able to get my account back like 2-3 times. Because in order
to get it back, if they deny you the first time, basically what a person has to do is keep trying, keep putting in reviews, and every time they put in another review, it gets sent to a different person. So as long as someone keeps trying for you in that department, you will eventually get your account back. So all you have to do is like have someone really, really like you and like rally for you, and you'll get your account back.
Girl power.
Like I fucked a couple of them, and I was able to get my account back like 2-3 times. And so I started sleeping with him to have him get my Instagram back. And
that's fair.
Yeah, and he did, which was really nice of him.
And then you stopped.
You're a whore. You're a whore, just admit it. You're a whore. You whore yourself out online. You whore yourself out in front of your family and your friends.
Like, I fucked a couple of them, and I was able to get my account back, like, 2-3 times.
You're a whore, plain and simple. Just admit that you're a whore and a slut. And a harlot.